Dear brothers and sisters, today we continue our comparison of the monastic and scholastic approaches to theology, which I began last week by looking again at St. Bernard of Clairvaux, this time in comparison with Abelard. Both of them consider theology as faith seeking understanding, but whereas Bernard places the accent on faith, Abelard emphasized understanding. Bernard, for whom the aim of theology was to have a living experience of God, cautioned against intellectual pride, which makes us think we can grasp fully the mysteries of faith. Abelard, who strove to apply the insights of philosophy to theology, saw in other religions the seeds of an openness to Christ. The respective approaches of Bernard and Abelard, one a theology of the heart, and the also a theology of reason, were not without tension. This therefore illustrates the importance of healthy theological discussion and humble obedience to ecclesial authority. Theology must respect the principles it receives from revelation as it uses philosophy to interpret them. Whenever a theological dispute arises, everyone, and in a particular way the magisterium, has a responsibility to safeguard the integrity of the faith. As we strive to deepen our understanding of the gospel, may God strengthen us to extol its truth in charity. I am pleased to welcome the English-speaking pilgrims present to this audience. I particularly greet priests from the Diocese of England and Wales celebrating Jubilees, pilgrims from the Diocese of Wichita, students and teachers from Catholic schools in Denmark, and Catholic nurses from the United States. God's blessings upon you all.